The easiest way to record a podcast. That's what we're going to be talking about today on this episode. Hello, my beautiful Emerald. It's been a V here. I am an online entrepreneur. I love to help small businesses to get more confident on YouTube. And this podcast is really to document what I do on a daily basis. But not only that, it's to help you realize that you're not alone in whatever you're going through. Plus, I want to involve as many of you, and I'm only talking to like nobody. I want to involve as many of you as possible in this podcast as well, because we're on this journey together. Coming up, I've actually got two listeners who listen to this podcast, which has made me really happy. So they're coming up in the show. But first, I want to explain to you that right now you have to start. If you've wanted to start a podcast for years and you thought, do you know what, I'm looking at these blog posts, I'm looking at these YouTube videos, and I still don't understand how to start a podcast, what equipment to use, this episode is for you, because I'm going to reveal to you the 100% foolproof way how you can start your very own podcast, and a little hint that you might already be aware of at the beginning of the podcast of the Vena V Popcorn Positivity. You will notice that there's a little jingle from a company called Anchor. This is how I'm currently making this podcast. It's through a brand, I say brand new, it's been around for about a year, and then they've kind of relaunched it. I think it was about 2 or 3 months ago. This is called Anchor App. So if you just go onto your iPhone or your Android device and you go into the App Store, like I just said, I'm repeating myself now. Sorry, I'm still ill. So if I'm sniffing, it's because I've got that phlegm in my nose. You know, I don't know why I'm explaining this to you. But just type in Anchor, it will come up, you download it. I just can't explain my excitement. It's just so easy to record a podcast. I'm recording this podcast on my iPhone right now. All I do is download the Anchor app. I go into it. I literally press the record button. And that's how you record your podcast. And then Anchor, they take care of everything for you. They put it onto iTunes. They put it onto Google Play and any other podcasting directories out there. Can you believe it? But I can't explain it to you. That is the easiest way to record your podcast right now. I obviously want to give you the disadvantage of that. Number one is that Anchor will put a jingle at the beginning and end of your podcast. Like you've just heard of this. They'll be like, this podcast was made with Anchor. Make your own podcast at anchorfm.com. So that's the kind of compromise, is that you do have a jingle from them at the beginning and end of your podcast. So in the future, if you want to get sponsorship, there may be a little bit of a conflict there, because, you know, someone who wants to sponsor your podcast might think, hold on, Anchor's already put a jingle at the front end. So just bear that in mind. Also bear in mind that you do have slightly less control. So I've got another podcast called Mum to Millionaire, and in there I can kind of put a more of a fuller description, which gets ranked better in iTunes. I mean, it's not a major difference, but just be aware that you're limited with Anchor. What else is there? And yeah, I would say that's the main thing, really. Because in terms of equipment, fair enough, I'm using my iPhone. It's not as, you know, good quality, as best quality as my other podcast I do, Mum to Millionaire. However, you can upload on your computer. So you could use another mic and then upload that clip online, and that can still come through your Anchor app. So they've actually really thought about everything, and this is just, it's so exciting. Anyway, I want you to listen to one of my callers, one of my listeners right now. So let's play Emma next.
Hi, Mina. I just wanted to say that I've been loving your daily podcast, but I'm still waiting for today's one. Come on, lady.
Ah, I love you, Emma. Thank you so much for calling in. And this is another reason why I love Anchor, is because unlike other podcasts, you can't call into them. With Anchor, you can call into my station. So if you're listening to this on iTunes, just search for Vina V on Anchor when you join, and you can call into my station. I can broadcast you. You can get a bit of, you know, publicity for your business. So Emma, next time you call in, say, hi, I'm Emma from Tiny Toes Photography. And it's just a great way to build up your community, build up that loyalty, and, you know, just build a relationship with your podcast listeners. So that was Emma, and Emma is kind of like a success story for why it's a fantastic reason to start a podcast. I was introduced to Emma from one of my friends called Nazma, and actually how I know Nazma is through another medium. This is another reason why YouTube works. Nazma found me on YouTube, and she admits this, so I can say it. She started out as a stalker. She watched all my YouTube videos, and then she signed up to a course I was doing on Facebook, through Facebook, all about getting businesses to get started on YouTube. So I mentored about 10 business owners in this group kind of coaching course. And from there, I met Emma. Emma has come to every single one of the Mum to Millionaire meetups. I do meetups for ladies in East London, where we all come together, we all feel inspired, and again, build relationships with each other. It's so important. Rather than selling constantly, we're actually taking the time to build relationships with each other. So I really advise you do this in your business. And then Emma's been listening to the Mum to Millionaire podcast, and now she's come over here. So, hey, Emma. Again, it's just proving to you why podcasting is so powerful, because I see Emma once every maybe 2 months at the meetup. And this is a way for me to keep her inspired. And Emma, I hope you don't mind me sharing this story, but on the latest episode of the Mum to Millionaire podcast, I had a lady called Julie come on, and she makes money from her blog. If you want to listen to that, go to mumtomillionaire.com/episode63. And she explains how she now gets paid to, excuse me, she gets paid to go around the world, she gets paid to speak, she's got a membership group, all from her blog, okay? She's actually turned her blog into a business. And one way Julie makes money is she sells ebooks on Amazon. So she was telling the story of her first ever ebook, $1.99, put it on Amazon and made £300 from it. Emma, who you just heard, she listened to that podcast episode, and now within, Emma, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's within about 48 hours of Emma hearing that podcast, she has now got her book on Amazon already. I think you're selling it for $1.99 as well. Isn't that amazing? So look, this is a message to you, okay? Again, I don't want to overwhelm you. I don't want you to think, oh my God, I've got to start a podcast. You don't. But I just want you to understand the power of podcasting. Not only are you going to be able to build your brand, you can actually help inspire other people. Isn't that amazing that you could start a podcast, someone could listen to it and feel totally inspired by you and change their life or make some money in their business in a different way? So I want you to think about that. I'm not saying do a podcast. I'm just saying think about it. Thanks, Emma, for calling into the station. And coming up next, this is Dez.
Hi, Vina. This is Dez from South Wales in the UK. I'm listening to your podcast at 4:02 a.m. in the morning, even though I should be asleep because I run my own business, look after my two children by myself, and I fell asleep by mistake and I have to get up now and do a few things. But I'm listening to your podcast while doing the dishes. So yeah, I'm inspired by your videos and vlog. I met a lot of my people I know who watch my YouTube channel on Snapchat, actually, who follow me. And a lot of my clients are from the States right now, and not as many from the UK yet. I'm sticking to video. I'm sticking to video at the minute because writing's not my thing yet.
Thank you so much, Des, for calling into the station. And what an amazing guy you are to run your own business, look after two kids as well. I just about cope with one. So I always wonder how, when people have more than one, how the dynamic changes. But again, Des just highlighted the point here about podcasting as well. Even though I'm so into YouTube, I think there's so just... there's so many benefits with making videos in terms of search, in terms of, you know, just, again, building that relationship with people, inspiring people, building your brand. There's so much I could say about YouTube. But Des kind of hit it on the head then when he said he's listening to this podcast while he's doing the dishes. This is the advantage of podcasting over any other medium, because with YouTube, with blogging, you actually kind of have to concentrate and look at the video. But with podcasting, there's no fear of missing out on, you know, looking at the screen or anything, because the podcasting is audio. You can put it on and go for a walk, put it on and do the dishes. Des, I'm like you. I listen to all my podcasts while I'm washing the dishes. You know, when someone's going for a jog, when someone's playing with the children, they can put a podcast on. So again, I'm not telling you to do a podcast. I'm just showing you the benefits of doing a podcast. And Anchor, this app I'm currently using, just makes it so damn easy. And I think I've been doing this podcast for about 3 weeks now, nearly coming up to a month. And I think I have uploaded every single day except two. And on those 2 days, I think I was ill. Now, no one go and check, just in case it's more than 2 days. But I need to say I am very proud of myself that I've been highly consistent. Another reason why this app is just making podcasting so damn easy. Have a look at it. If you do end up downloading Anchor, please do call into my station. I would love to feature you. Love to grow this community of people like us. I just want to connect with people like me who has big dreams. They're here to work hard. They want to be a nice... I only want nice people, please. Positive people. We all go through challenges. We all go through struggles. But we have to keep going. Whatever you're doing right now in your life, if you want to be doing this for the rest of your life, then we've got to put the work in. We've got to put that extra effort in that other people aren't willing to do. But at the same time, I'm here to be really brutally honest and realistic with you and say, do you know what? It is difficult. And I personally, I can't work until 2 o'clock in the morning because I'm not going to be fresh for my son when he wakes up at 7. I like to get a good night's sleep and I do things a bit differently to other entrepreneurs. I go at a very ridiculous slow pace. And yes, that sometimes frustrates me, but I'm dealing with that because I know that I can't go at 100 miles per hour. And even if I can go that fast, things like my mental state and things like spending time with my son and making sure my son is okay. He's going through a highly difficult time at the moment. If you want to learn more about that, just search for Mum to Millionaire on YouTube. I've done a lot of YouTube videos about my current situation. Yeah, I'm just here to say it how it is. And you don't have to follow the 10 steps to success by that millionaire that you adore, because guess what? They've done it their way, and it's time for you to do things your way. Stop comparing yourself to others. Stop following these 10 steps to success, even though I'm guilty, by the way, of putting YouTube videos like that, like the top 10 tips to start your YouTube channel, because they get more hits. I'm just telling you that they do. They get more views when I do things like that. But at the same time, I'm realistic in all my videos, my podcast, my blog posts. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you to Emma and Des for calling into the station. Thank you also to Simon. Simon always calls into my station on Anchor, and I've never published one of his calls before because I didn't realize I could actually do it. So now I'm going to be able to publish calls. I'm really excited. Thank you for listening. If you're not subscribed already, subscribe to this on iTunes or wherever else you're listening to this. And I will see you tomorrow. Have a beautiful evening. Be an emerald. Live in hope. And I'll see you tomorrow. Love you. Bye.